be prepared for ice fishing this February. We're checking our gear next on Western Life Radio. Explore the universe from one of Utah's dark sky parks. With more than 14 state park destinations to choose from, your family can gaze at the Milky Way, watch the moonrise, or make a wish during a meteor shower. With the right telescope, you can find nearby planets, tour distant galaxies, or capture the heavens with your own deep space photography. Your adventure begins with a camping reservation and a clear view to the darkened skies. Launch your epic nighttime adventure at stateparks.utah.gov. Ice fishing's a lot of fun, especially when you're safe. Ty Hunter with Utah State Parks and Recreation goes over the gear.
We actually put our officers through an ice rescue training here a couple weeks ago, and we went out and we started with ice thicknesses of about 3 inches of good, clear ice. And by the end of the day, by moving the water around and things, we eroded that ice down to about 3/4 of an inch to 1/2 inch of thickness. So just be aware that it's out there. We've had reports that there's been heavy loads of water and slush that are on the original ice sheet that formed. And so you'll go to the ice sheet, you'll have water, slush, then another ice layer, and snow on top of it. And please be careful in those situations, because that's a whole lot of load on that ice sheet and potentially could come into having some hazardous conditions. The edges are always a scary one, the transition back and forth. That can be created in a matter of hours, depending on how much water's coming into the reservoir and also what's happening for that day. You got a lot of sunshine and all of a sudden you pop up a little higher temperatures, those edges are going to become weak as the day goes on. Always take the precaution of having some ice awls or ice picks. Start thinking about things as maybe if you have an inflatable life jacket, that would be a great thing to have on. It's not as bulky. Just as that extra insurance while you're out there having an enjoyable time and hopefully pulling some lunkers through the hole in the ice. If the ice isn't really insulated with the snow, it'll start to build more ice. But if there's snow sitting on it, which most of them do, there's a lot of insulation there, and so you're really not going to have a whole lot of ice building that occurs at that point in time. So weather's got to be good unless you have the right tools to be out there in the conditions that may be presented to you.
Thanks for joining us. May all your days be filled with new adventures. I'm Brian Brinkerhoff.